Caught in the act, said Sullivan, appearing at the top of the studio stairs. He stood there for a moment, slightly out of breath from the four-story climb. Not quite, said Laura. She was in the little kitchen area working the color from her hands using a rag dipped in mineral spirits. Her cleaned brushes lay in an exhausted regiment across the counter. Sullivan's nose wrinkled.
All this technology and you can't open a window, he said. I'm going to find you dead in here one of these days.
Where's your business sense? She said dryly as he crossed to the glass panel, set into the wall. My untimely demise would definitely drive prices up. Although how untimely would it be, really? 54 was young enough for people to murmur, so young but not mean it. Old enough for youthful sins to have caught up. He tapped at the controls. A muted growl came from the back wall as motorized shades began to descend over the windows there. They stopped and reversed. The side lights blinked on and then off again, then the overhead lights on and off. Finally, a click overhead and a whir, and two of the high slanted skylights began to move. Sullivan stood with his head back, watching them lift away from the ceiling. A damp spring air blew in.
It is a good smell, though, he said, taking his hand down from the control panel. Means you've been working.
He crossed the room to stand in front of the easel.
Another ghost, I see.
His voice maddeningly neutral. Sullivan had been excited about the ghost pictures at the beginning. He'd given them a prime-time autumn opening in the New York space, had written lyrical catalog copy. Scraped canvases intrigue the viewer with muted, suggestive images like the residue of a dream. That had been 4 years ago.
Why are you here?
It came out more abruptly than she'd intended.
Because you don't answer your phone, he said. Or email. Or texts.
He bent close to scrutinize a section of the painting.
Someone called the gallery trying to reach you.
I think my phone is downstairs. Finding a clean place on the solvent wet rag, working it into the webbed crotch between two fingers, she nodded to the landline squatting on the counter.
You could have called me on that.
He shrugged.
It gave me an excuse to check on you.
That was what it had come to. Sullivan was 6 years younger than she was. At one point, he'd wanted to sleep with her and she'd considered it. He was funny and smart and good-looking, and she'd been feeling raggedy after Adam and wanting a boost, but had decided against it on principles of don't shit where you eat. Since then, apparently, Laura had edged over an invisible hill. Now Sullivan was checking on her as though she were his elderly aunt.